And that looks like an item that we have added recently or been in discussion recently. Highway 86 in the Ridgedale area experiencing this dramatic growth and so forth. What can assist to move that to prioritization? So do we need to give input to that, or who's going to draw it to fruition to where it's ranked?
So typically we go to our county commissioners, and they've defaulted to this group, which they've established. So with your guidance, that's how we will move these projects around within the prioritization list. I'll say your TAC representatives will take the top three from each county to the regional level, and we'll present them with needs at our TAC meeting. So basically, with anything that's in the top three will be under consideration for the regional prioritization list.
Well, that's good that you've got it all listed on there already, and that's an alert that when it comes time to do decision making later in the year, we need to have it ranked, I guess, and give input to that so that we're in a position to see where it may weigh in and be decided.
And we have Beth Schaller joining via Zoom, so Ashoria's going to put the computer in the middle of the table so she might be able to hear a little bit better.
Doug, this may be an item we might want to have a discussion on our regular meetings about how to assist in getting information to the commission from our vantage point, and whatever we can do to get it ranked. So it'll be in the running when the time comes.
So, yeah, that's the whole purpose of this meeting, because we will be prioritizing the regional list at our July TAC meeting. I think it's the second Wednesday in July.
Mm-hmm. So that would be before we would meet again.
These other items, are you giving factors to them in which to rank them or rate them, or whatever input comes in?
Yeah, so there's a preliminary kind of quantitative scoring process. So our staff will meet with MoDOT's planning staff after we've got each county's list kind of prioritized. We'll meet with them and assign some scores based on a number of factors, safety, economic development, you know, congestion management, to kind of pre-score them that way that our regional advisory committee can see how the numbers can shake out. So that when they come to prioritize them at a regional level, then they have a little bit of that information there. However, whenever we go to the district level, each of the planning partners receives discretionary points as well to be able to assign. So in addition to the quantitative data that we and scoring that we do, if there is a project that or need that is a high priority for a local jurisdiction but doesn't necessarily score very well in terms of, you know, the safety or economic development factors or something. An example would be, you know, a roadway that doesn't exist already. So like, you know, the expressway or freeway might not actually score well on paper, but it's a high priority. That's when we get discretionary points that we can put towards that to try to bolster, you know, bump it up higher in the scoring list.
Travis, have we done any assessments, ranking in regard to that Highway 86 area, congestion area, area?
Highway 86 at Amanda Road is on your list in 14. Highway 86 extension is on here somewhere too.
Well, we might want to convey to them at least what the ranking is on our list and any background material that we've got to support it with, because it's an area that's traffic congestion out there is growing and the development's going on terrifically going to the airport, and that whole area need to have some assessment. So whatever we need to do to get it ranked or get input to it, if we've got our own rankings, maybe we'll have to just reproduce those, at least supply that to them.
I sent you this list to them.
Yeah.
They have your rankings for it.
Okay, I guess what we have asked is for you to take that into consideration for sure. and take a look at what we sent to you and see if we can move to a ranking, whatever means by which you do your committees, end up ranking these with the input that's already been given. This also coincides with the project that we have, the general upgrade of connector roads between here and the Arkansas line on 65. So this bridges that issue also. That's an ongoing, longer-term effort to evaluate all of the intersections on 65. Between Branson and the Arkansas border. This is the main area of growth and congestion. So we'd encourage taking a hard look at that and supplying any additional information that we've already provided to you to get it in a position to rank it, or if we need to do more, let us know also. Like you've got a great ride up there, but we just hadn't got it ranked yet. That's going to continue to be an area of development, and it's not ceasing. It's growing in bounds, and more development along of 86 going west, and then area out there by the airport in development also.
There's also been an influx of automobile accidents on the 86 highway with the development of Big Cedar and all of that out there. So,
I think it states right there that lots of near misses.
It is, but it's been held in abeyance for a year or two, hasn't it? In the 2 years out. They did some work on it.
Right, there's some interim work on it. It's set up for a December wedding right now.
Then we've had several discussions on the approaching lanes for that bridge where we've had people coming even to the committee here and indicate the hazardous areas leading up to that. People slowing down on the grade, turning off on both sides of the approach to the bridge and all that.
Yeah, the project will fix, I mean, the bridge itself, there's something kind of incidental getting the new bridge put in. We can address that, but the rest of it's going to take us in this process.
Fair.
Just for context, our construction program is out for public comment right now, and it would have been, if this had been a normal year, it would have been based on what you guys came up with a year ago. So if you want to add this 86, you know, it's going to be, if you don't insert it into the priority now, it's going to be another year before you can get an aerator, and then we would see anything for another year or two if we made that number down.
Is there anything on there you would see that would need to be moved up into the top three as opposed to what they're showing?
The Kirbyville schools probably should be moved up.
Hoping something traffic with the 160 traffic in Forsyth now. It's after the roundabout, which the roundabout helped a lot on backup, but now it's moved. The police department tries to help us of the mornings for school traffic to come out here and direct at the four-way, but he doesn't make it too long because the traffic backs through from the stoplight. The traffic backs through this four-way. There's no place for him to direct them to. They're parked all the way from the stoplight. They'll go start back down the hill. So it's one I'd hate to see it drop to it because.
We kind of discussed that when we was talking about the roundabout. It's going to move the problem
up here. The hill. Yep.
It's going to solve it down there, but you got the same amount of traffic trying to go through the four-way stop as we did the three-way. So
hopefully with that lane improvement, which I think includes putting a deepen the turn lane up like at the light where school traffic can get out of the flow.
For these items in green down here on the back page, the first page, are they ranked or are they also in need of input? These are look like Keith Francis ought to be taking a look at these and giving some input to them.
Yeah, so one of the questions that Branson had was they used to be on this prioritization list, but for some reason they were either removed or we started on the project. And so do they get removed when you start on the project or?
Yeah, because typically that means that it's been funded and that it no longer needs to be prioritized for funding, for state funding.
Well, because Highway 76 was a 6 phase project, so we need to keep it on the prioritization list if we absolutely possibly can, so that we can apply for grants coming up. 76 now belongs to the city.
Right, so that's probably why it was removed, because this is only for needs that are on state maintained routes.
Okay. Makes sense.
So these in green here, are they ranked or unranked? Or
the ones in green were submitted this year and have not been ranked. I think the Marion Woods one is regarding their local roads, so that one also probably wouldn't apply.
Okay, but then the next phase of the downtown includes the Main Street intersection, which is still state.
That's the first time I've seen the historic downtown listed on here, and that is an important area of development, high development, traffic, and congestion, and all of the above. So, some of that, it's like this, these fall in Keith's domain, and right, to bounce some ideas back to us and us support them. But they certainly ought to be ranked out of some projects out of all these in the green at the bottom, probably need some ranking.
But I think that was, since he was saying when they came on this year, like he was saying, yeah, they won't be ranked yet until anything we would add this year wouldn't be ranked until next year.
Do they have sufficient input? I guess is the question. I'm not sure from what's it. I assume this came from City of Branson.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it looks right on target, knowing everything we know about the area. So are you waiting to receive more information, or you have sufficient information to rank these that are in green?
And it's up to you all to rank these projects. We don't.
Okay.
We just facilitate the process. I'm comparing our list with the list that we were given. Another thing to note is that we have tended to take the regional lists or kind of the county level needs and do it. We try to focus on corridors over the past few years because those end up scoring better whenever we apply that scoring criteria. So your list breaks it out more for like smaller projects like intersections and specific areas, but a lot of these corridor needs we've noted, some bridges.